From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It's been a topsy-turvy week on the shortwave bands, with the forecast solar radiation causing some very poor conditions in my monitoring as anything to go by. This is one of the thrills or disappointments of the active peak in a sunspot cycle. The good conditions can be unbelievably good, and the poor are something that is best forgotten. With about a month to go, the announcements of Jota Jotai are appearing on the various internet platforms, and hopefully amateurs and radio clubs have been preparing for this annual event. Like us, the leaders in the scouting movement give up their time to participate in activities, and we have that common understanding and bond in promoting jamboree events such as the one currently being run for the Cubs. However, the international nature of Jota for radio amateurs gives us the opportunity to show the best of our pursuit into the various fields of STEM, and at a peak of a sunspot cycle where recourse to the internet is not inevitable. I hope we are able to hold the traditions of joint activities between scouting and hams to a once again successful outcome, whether we work from our home shacks or from facilities provided by the scouts. And to move along to something that got me thinking this past week, I happened across a video on YouTube which showed the adaptation of a mains-powered domestic TV to run an off-grid supply such as we would use in our shacks. That is, a nominal 12-volt DC source. I was intrigued as I haven't looked behind the back cover of a modern flat screen recently. The unit was an internationally known European brand, and the power supply circuit board had the pads and components installed, ready for a plug to be inserted. It really was an elementary type of adaption, but the techniques used in this video, I felt, were far from the standards of safety required. A drill was used to put a hole in the metalwork holding the rear section of the TV. Fine, you say. But without covering the surface mount components below the hole, the swarf was allowed to fall over the electronics. The DC cable was routed through the hole and a simple knot tied in it to prevent the wire from stressing the board connection. The freshly drilled hole wasn't filed smooth, nor was an adequate cable clamp used. The reason I detail this story is that it provides a very good basis for safety presentations at clubs and training sessions. While it's not directly addressed in practical tests that many of us have completed, it certainly is common sense to share what are proper standards when we dare to put our hands inside equipment and make modifications. We don't always need a guest to give a good presentation, as so much material is available from the internet. So will we take the opportunity to take the examples and help others see and understand what safety is about? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.